Lord, give him a great big Madison welcome. God bless you, Brother Fort Paul.
Hallelujah. Greet you this morning in the invincible name of Jesus, the only name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Somebody in the house say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Grant. Thank you for allowing me the chance and opportunity to share what I believe to be a message from the Lord. Amen. I greet everyone this morning, and I also want to recognize the presence of the First Lady of the House. Amen. Sister Grant. Amen. And thank God for the team. Thank God for these honorable men on the platform, the ministerial team. It's just a blessing to be with every one of you. You look good. Amen. Everybody looks so very good. It's always my pleasure to come by Calvary Gospel Church. Oh, I'm told that the best way to cut a long story short is to cut it by the tail. Amen. And I don't know how I'm going to get all this into one message this morning, but I don't intend to keep you long. My notes are very short. Of course, there's no indication that the message will be short, but I'm going to try my best. Amen. Amen. It's just wonderful to see all of you. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, I want to call your attention to the 10th verse. If you remain standing, I appreciate that, in honor of God's word, not necessary for the speaker. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, commencing with the 10th verse, and we're going to read another scripture in the book of Mark chapter number 6, and I will show you the verse when we get there. You there, say amen. And it shall come to pass, or it shall be, depends on the translation you have, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware. Somebody say beware. Lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. Amen. Somebody say amen. Mark, the book of Mark, chapter number 6. I'm going to commence reading with the 45th verse. Mark 6, 45. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent the people away. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rolling, for the wind was contrary unto them. And above the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed they had seen a ghost, and they cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he spake to them and said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were so amazed in themselves beyond measure and wonder, for they consider not a miracle of the loaves, for their hearts were hardened. For they consider not the miracle of the loaves, for their hearts were hardened. Be careful lest you forget. My subject this morning is simply this: the danger of forgetting too soon. The danger of forgetting too soon. Raise your hands right now in the presence of the Lord. Let's make some real noise like we are remembering the goodness of God. Oh, when I think about the goodness of Jesus. Come on, somebody in the house. We are thinking. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let his praises ring supreme in this house today. Raise your hand. Is there anybody thinking this morning about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you? Clap your hands and make some noise in the house today. Oh, Moshe Talalabahaya. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated. As I said, I'm going to hurry, preach, and get out. Amen. Somebody shout amen. In the book of Exodus, chapter 19, you don't have to turn there. God is reminding Israel through Moses how he brought Israel out of Egypt on eagle's wings. Amen. And he has told them not to forget, but they should learn to obey all he's commanded them. And you wonder why would God want to give such a warning to his people that he's brought out. I think the reason is simple. Mankind forgets too soon. It's easy to forget what God has done for us. Young Joshua is called upon to lead the children of Israel immediately after the death of Moses. Amen. And why at the brink of Jordan, you know, the story so well, they come to Jordan and there's just no way to cross. There is a body of water that overleaping its bank and there's just no way across. But as Joshua gives the command from the Lord for the children of Israel to go forward, amen. When the Jordan opened up, amen, and the children of Israel are standing in the middle of Jordan on dry ground, Moses, let's say Joshua commands them that each man from a tribe, selected men, 12 of them should pick up 12 stones from the dried riverbed. And across the Jordan, they were to build a memorial. Amen. So in time comes when the generation to follow will ask them, what is the meaning of these stones? They will tell them, God cut up the Jordan before us. And that was intended for the children of Israel not to forget. It's easy to remember past things that we've gone through. Isn't it funny how Israel could remember all that Pharaoh did to them, how he gave them slave food, but they could never remember the goodness of God. It seems like it's easy to forget, you know, the kindness people do to us. Amen. It's easy to forget the goodness of God. All we can remember are the hardship. But God is warning us this morning to remember. Amen. I said that to bring us to our main text today, which is from the book of Mark that we already read in chapter 6. I always wondered about this miracle when Jesus, amen, filled the 5,000 with 5 little loaves of bread and 2 pieces of fish. I always remember that story. But what astonishes me each time I read this text was, why did Jesus tell the disciples to collect the fragments, the leftovers? Most of us don't think much of leftovers. Amen? You know, leftovers, who cares? Amen. Eat and fold. Once you get so filled, you don't really normally remember the leftovers. But at the end of this miracle, when every man or every woman, the boys and girls are not really mentioned, but when everybody has eaten to their full, Jesus says, stop a minute. Collect all the fragments. And the Bible says, 12 baskets full of leftovers. I've always wondered, what did they do with the leftovers? It is not mentioned in the scripture what they did. Some people speculate that, well, maybe the 12 disciples took the 12 baskets to the little boy's home and they had a feast. The Bible didn't say that. But that's not even what amazes me. What amazes me is, why did Jesus do it? Amen. Why did he tell them to take up the fragments? I believe, just listen to other ministers and reading, amen, doing some background study, Jesus did this so they could remember what he did for them in the wilderness. Somebody shout amen. Because it's easy to forget the power. It's easy to forget miracles. And miracles were really serving as a miracle was helping us to do what God did has done for us. A miracle, amen, was something that we can rely on for a long time without calling to remembrance. Then Israel would not have forgotten the goodness of God. Amen. He brought them out of Egypt on eagle's wings. Amen. He brought them before the Red Sea and he opened the Red Sea. Amen. They came in the wilderness and the Bible says he opened heaven and gave them angels food. Glory to God. When they were thirsty, he spoke to Moses, tell the rock, and rivers came flowing from the rock. Amen. But all Israel soon forgot, amen, the goodness of God. And they always turn back to Egypt. That's exactly what happens to us when we forget his goodness. That's what happens to us when we have gotten all the good things, all the good lands, houses we did not build, amen, where we did not dig, eating fruits of trees we did not plant. It's easy to lay back and forget God. But I stop by to let you know today the danger of forgetting too soon. Don't forget what the Lord has done for you. Somebody in the house say amen. Tell your neighbor, I refuse to forget. Amen. So Jesus told them to collect the fragments. Do you know that it was immediately after this miracle, amen, Jesus constrained his disciples, urged them to go ahead of him onto the other side. One would have wondered, why would Jesus want to go? And why would Jesus want to send the disciples without going with them? But he told them, go. And the reason for that, he wanted to send the multitudes away. And then he wanted to go into the mountain to pray. And the Bible says, this was not a choosing of the disciples. Amen. The Bible says he constrained them, which tells me he urged them. Maybe they didn't want to go. Peter, James, and John, probably being fishermen, knew that at this time, amen, on the Sea of Galilee, it was very normal for the storm to arrive. They knew that it was getting into the evening hour and sailing was very dangerous. But Jesus constrained them to go before them. Glory to God. Amen. Some way, somehow, the disciples got into the boat and they're on their way on the other side, just as Jesus told them to do. Have you ever come to a place when you felt that he sent you into a storm? Not that you chose to go into the storm, but he constrained you to go into the storm. Oh, people of God, I can speculate upon the word of God that Jesus saw the storm coming. He knew what time it was. He knew the danger of the storm. But he stayed on the show, then go with them, then tell them what to do. He just told them, go, amen, without me. And he's on the shore, he's praying. And the Bible tells me that, amen, the disciples are now on the water, far from the shore, but they are not gaining any progress. They're not making any progress because the wind was contrary to them. But Jesus, why did you do it? You knew that everything would be against me. You knew that hell would break loose. You knew that my life would be in danger. Why did you send me? You knew the wind would be contrary to me. You knew that this was no comfort zone for me, but you still constrained me to go into the storm. Amen. You knew that my life would be at stake. Has he ever told you to do something that was out of your comfort zone? Has he ever told you to step out of safety? I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. Has he ever told you to do something that was abnormal? Has he ever told you to do something that didn't make any sense? Amen. Sometimes as God's children, we feel that the storm shouldn't come. We feel that no hard time should come. Jesus could have suspended the storm, but he didn't suspend the storm. Jesus could have kept the disciples from the storm, but he didn't keep them. He said, go in. You didn't hear me. Go into the storm. I'm not even going with you. You know what Jesus wants us to do? Jesus wants us to remember. I'm not going with you. I'm not giving you another word. I'm not going to give you another miracle. The miracle that I did in the wilderness when I took the little boy 5 loaves and 2 fishes and multiplied it and saved thousands of people. Whenever the situation arises again, I want you to remember what I did before. And what I did before, I can do it. Somebody shout again. I don't know about you, but I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. The Bible tells me they are now in the middle of the water. They are not making any progress. Everything is against you. Have you ever felt that everything was against you? You were wrong. Because everything is sin against you. Hell might be against you, but heaven is on your side. Everybody might be against you, but God, somebody shout God. If God be for us, tell me. Come on, church, tell me. The devil might be against you. Your enemy might be against you. But if God be for us, tell me who can be against us. The wind is against them, but Jesus is not against them. Amen. The fourth watch. Do you know the fourth watch comes between 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning? That's the darkest hour. Oh my God, of the night. Did you know that the darkest hour of the night comes just before the beautiful dawn? Some of you are in your fourth hour right now. Some of you are in your fourth watch right now. But the preacher stopped by to let you know that it is not over yet. Just before you go down, Jesus will come walking on the water. During the fourth, he came walking. He came walking on the water. Through the fourth watch. Amen. And they seen him, but they didn't know him. Amen. They were so afraid, they thought they seen a ghost. Glory to God. And he cried out and said, "Be of good cheer. Good. This man has the anointing in his hand. Glory to God. How can you stand still in the storm? In other words, calm down, boys. Hey, that's what Moses told the children of Israel. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Hey, it's easier said than done when you are in it. It's hard to stand still. Amen. When you get laid off from your job and the bills continue to show up, it's hard to stand still. When the doctor's report comes back and it's not encouraging, it's hard to stand still. When you don't know where the next meal is coming from, it's hard to stand still. But I stop by to let you know that he's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still God Almighty in the middle of the stand still. Beat of good cheer. It is I. I think I can wrap this thing up in 5 minutes. I think I can wrap it up in 5 minutes. Somebody shout amen. Jesus comes walking. Amen. The thing I know, sometimes the way God works, the way he does his thing, we might not understand it. We may not understand his way. We might not understand his form. Amen. In the darkness, it's hard to pinpoint exactly what he's doing. Amen. But all of this storm that's coming in your life, this is not intended to destroy you. This is just a test. You think he couldn't stop the storm? Yes, he could. This is just a test to take you to the next level. They are so afraid. He steps into the boat, and the Bible says the wind ceased. Well, he could have done that from the shore. He could have done that from anywhere. But he stepped into the boat and the wind ceased. Jesus then rebuked them for being afraid. It is normal to be afraid. Well, I know some of you are big and tough. So I ain't scared. Okay. Until you are in the middle of it. He didn't rebuke them this time for their little faith. What made Jesus to wonder was how soon they had forgotten the miracle of the loaves. What Jesus was saying, I thought you remember what I did there. And no matter how tough it got out here, you should have known that I will show up anyway, because I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hear me, church. Hear me. Hear me. You might be in a storm. He might be on the shore, but he's watching you. Tell your neighbor, he's watching me. You might be struggling now, but he's watching you. His eye is on the sparrows. He's watching you. Don't think you are going down. He's watching you. Don't you remember? Oh my God, I feel something here in this house. And I know I'm preparing to close. But hear me and hear me well. They should have known that if he did it there, he could do it here. You know why some of us come to church? And when we hear praise and worship, and we worship, we out worship other people. We're not crazy. We are just thinking. Oh, you didn't hear me, church. You didn't hear me. You see, when you refuse to forget where you came from, it puts some dancing in your feet. It puts some clapping in your hand. You didn't hear me. It puts some running. You don't know, as I know, what the Lord has done for me. When you see me praising him, I'm not crazy. I'm just thinking about where he brought me. Where he brought me from. Years back, you know my story. Oh my God, I gotta write this out. You know my story. Years back, the rebels captured me. Rebel soldiers captured me. And then, brother, you know the story I told over and over, but that's my story. I'm not changing it. I'm not taking it back. That's my story. Amen. Right before the rebel firing squad, AK-47 rifles all raised at me. And I was about to be blown up any moment. When all hope was gone, here comes a man, a strange man, I believe to be an angelic host, a man from the shore of heaven. He stepped in and said, no, you can't shoot this man. He turned around to me with authority in his voice and said, take your clothes, take your shoes, and go on. You see, had it not been Jesus who was on my side, when enemy rose up against me, they would have taken my life. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries. It's danger. It's dangerous to forget too soon. Oh my God, raise your hands right now and begin to think where he brought you from. Oh, Shako Talamahaya, raise your hands and begin to think where he brought you from. So when you are in similar situation, you can make a point of reference and say, see where he brought me from. See where he brought me from. If he could bring you out of that, he will bring you out of this. Stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet. Raise your hands right now. I refuse to forget. I refuse. Come on, raise your hand right now. Some of you are going through some stuff. Some of you are going through the storm. But don't forget where he brought you from. Musicians are coming. Musicians are coming. On my far right, which will be on your left hand. If you are sick this morning, I want you to come and make your way here. I think that would be appropriate right now. If you are sick and you need some healing in your body, I feel that God is in this house this morning. Amen. To do it again. Somebody say he will do it again. Did he heal you before? And you are sick now? He's about to do it again. Did he provide for you before? Now you have a need now. He will do it again. Did he bring you out of a terrible situation before? Now you are facing similar one or temptation. He will do it again. If you want a special prayer for deliverance and miracle, stand right before the altar. But you need a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want you to come right here. Amen. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, FN about speaking in tongues. There are 3 people here already. Stand here. Amen. You need a healing for your body. Stand there. You need a special miracle. Come in the middle right now. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Raise your hands in the presence of the Lord. They are coming. They are coming from everywhere. They are coming. Oh my God. Somebody say, I refuse. Somebody say, I refuse to forget the miracles of the Lord. Remember. Remember. Raise your hands right now. People are coming. People are coming. Toko shakata la mahaya. Let us sweep across this place. I thought you would be giving some crazy praise this morning. I thought you would be worshiping him this morning for what he has done. Oh, raise your hands all over this place right now.